Hey, you guys, this is your content warning for this episode of the Queer Life Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Happy New Year!
It's your host, Emmanuel T, on the Quail Life Podcast. Full disclosure, this episode is not going to be too long. What happened, we record on Fridays. I do the editing on Friday afternoon and then into Saturday, maybe even into Sunday, depending on how dedicated I am to it. Unfortunately, the episode we recorded this past Friday had a few glitches in it. For some reason, the audio wasn't being picked up on all ends. So there's not going to be a full episode, which is upsetting because the episode we had lined up was a really good one. We had Kat Diaz back with us. It was just all around good episode. Yeah, unfortunately, that episode did get lost, but I didn't want to not put one out altogether. So I'm going to talk things over with you guys, go over a few things before we get going. I want to thank you guys again for continuing to show this podcast so much love and support. Without you guys, we're just talking to ourselves, as I've said before in the past. And in case you forgot, you're already listening. But in case you want to talk us up to your friends, we can now be heard on almost 18 different platforms. And here they are. We can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podcast Index, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Podchaser, Player FM, Overcast, Castro, Castbox, Podfriend, and Podvine. But I want to thank you guys for continuing to rock with us. It's been a fun few months. We've only been at this since, I want to say, late October, maybe. It hasn't been that long, but since it was more before October, because we had the Women's Awareness Month. September? Yeah, September. Well, however long we've been going, I want to thank you guys for continuing to rock with us. Thank you for getting us into the top 25% of new podcasts launched. That means so much to me. As I've said in past episodes, I didn't have a good idea or even a notion of how far this would go, how big we would get. I thought for sure the people who would tune in would just be my 6 family members. 12 or so, but who's counting? But yeah, I thought for sure it would just be my family that tuned in. I had no idea so many people would tune in to what we have to say. And I threw out the whole, you can email us just on a whim because there's a radio show I listen to where they throw that out there too. But we've actually gotten some good emails. We've helped the very first guy who was going through his dating situation. And last we heard from him, they broke up because it came down to she felt like he should be paying up for all her things, and he thought no, he wasn't looking for someone to take care of. He wanted a partner, and yeah, so that didn't work out. And then we had the lady who emailed us about talking in front of class. That was a good win. She said how she may have been the only one to talk, but she still felt phenomenal for doing it. Not having anyone else talk, it did make it a little easier for her to get on stage and talk, or get up and talk, I should say. But still having the notes from us about how to take deep breaths, remember to breathe, enunciate, talk slowly. Just all the advice we gave really helped her out. And then our most recent email was from the gentleman about going to a holiday party where drinking was going to be happening, and he's not a drinker and he has issues. He didn't go into detail in the email about what his issues were with drinking, but whatever they were, he needed advice. And as you guys know, I'm not a heavy drinker. I barely drink at all, at most 2 or 3 times a year. And that's normally for New Year's, which, by the way, By the time you hear this episode, it will be 2023. So you guys, when you're loading up this episode on Monday, I want you to go into 2023 with the mindset of a winner. You can accomplish just about anything you put your mind to. I can say that from experience, because anybody who knows me off pod in real life, out there in the real world and whatnot, you all know I talk kind of fast. I have a stutter. I mumble over my words. I do it even in the podcast. And I do stand up. So not the best career choice for somebody who isn't the best at speaking. But here we are. So if I can do that, I believe there's nothing you guys can do. So just keep that in mind. You go through life that I can do this. You got it. And so since it's just me, because Albie is out doing Albie things, and today, Saturday, December 31st, is actually Miss Kat Diaz's birthday. So she's out with family celebrating that. And because I didn't plan for this episode to be a solo dolo, and it wouldn't have been, but the other one didn't work out. So yeah, here we go. But I'm going to give a quick recap of a few things. If you listen to episode, I want to say 14. I believe that's the first time we had Kat with us. Or 13. No, 13. We're back, baby. Yeah, it was episode 13. Came across that tweet about things I wish I had learned at 21 that I know at 31. I ran through the first 11 and we debated those, and I had the remaining 11. So I'm gonna run through the first 11 really quickly. Well, I said that it's just me, so there's no one to debate with, but whatever. Here we go. Number one, stop buying dumb shit. If you do, make it rare and inexpensive. Number two, life is unfair. Stop trying to make it fair. Instead, make it unfair and for your advantage. Number three, your employer doesn't care about you. If you can make money elsewhere, do it. Number four, introverts are not antisocial. They hate drama, stupidity, and fake people. Number five, invest early and often so work becomes optional sooner. Number six, successful people are not special. They just never gave up. Number seven, alcohol has zero benefits. It makes you poorer, dumber, and fatter. Number eight, there is little value in caring about something you can't control. If you can change something, do it. If you cannot, let it go. Number nine, accountability and maturity are the same thing. Number 10, avoid high interest at all costs. Number 11, a sheep that drives a Lamborghini to the slaughterhouse is still just a sheep. All right, so that was the first 11. Not going to get into the next 11 because I need my other two co-hosts to kind of bounce ideas off them and get their feedback on that. However, what I can do, since it's just me, I can give you guys an email update from the guy who gave us the email about drinking, the party, and whatnot. So here's that update. Here's what he sent. So in case you missed the email originally, this is what it said. I'm pretty much going to give you guys the spark notes. So this gentleman emailed us about a party with his friends and family where they're going to be drinking. And due to some unrelated issues, he has issues with drinking. His friends and family, they do drink responsibly and they're not pressuring him to drink. However, due to his past, he's a little meh around any type of alcohol. And it causes him anxiety to the point of panic attacks. He doesn't want to be a downer or be that guy that kind of judges people who drink when he's not. So he was unsure on how to go about dealing with it. And wanted advice, because as I've said in past podcasts, I don't really drink like that. So he thought it'd be good to reach out to me. I'm glad he did. So we gave him advice. I believe me and Kat were both on the line, along the lines of, just go to the party, have fun. Don't worry about the drinking. No, focus on your family and your friends. And try to have a good time. Albie mentioned microdosing, and which, yeah. That's basically doing the small amounts, but yeah, we'll get into that here in a second, because he actually has a comment about that in his email. So, here's the email update. Hey, you guys, I hope you had a good holiday. Mine actually went pretty well. I want to thank you for your advice on how to go about dealing with my issues with drinking. Emmanuel and Kat, I want to thank you too, especially for advising me to focus on being with my friends and family and not the drinking. I'm not sure what microdosing is, but that sounds like a bad idea, so I didn't do that. I do know my issues with drinking are going to be an everyday struggle, but thanks to the advice you gave me, I have a better idea of how to deal with it in the future. Thank you so much, and have a happy new year. So when you hear this episode, man, you're welcome. Don't know how much we helped, but if we can help you get to a good place, because I had the same issues with my alcohol. My brothers, they drank heavily. They don't do it so much anymore. They've both scaled down. But due to our past, I didn't really touch it. I refused to. And I did have we shouldn't be doing that. I kind of wanted to control what they were doing. And that kind of got me bumped from going out with them, because they didn't want to hang out with me, because it was kind of being like quote unquote dad. They didn't want that. So I worked on the issues myself, and now we're in good places. We hang out a lot more often now. So, yeah, glad we can help, my man. I really do. And I hope you have a good new year. So it was that. And then there's a few things that I'm going to have to wait to get into, because, like I said, I kind of need my co-host. But while we're talking about podcasting and things and co-hosting things like that, guys, please remember, whatever platform you are listening on, give us a rating. The system only takes 5 stars. I do not know why, but that's just the way it is. Now, a few more things before I sign off. Like I said, this episode is not going to be that long. I planned on having my cast with me. And yeah, like the one we recorded Friday was a really good episode. We got into some good topics, which we'll bring up in the following episode just as a catch up, because the things we talked about don't really have a timestamp. There's no real big, we got to talk about it now because we don't. But in other news, I know you, if you're not following, even if you're not following it on purpose, it's kind of hard to get away from it. The whole Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez case, he was found guilty. Shocker. So, sucks to be him. I mean, what can you do? What can you do? But it is what it is, my friends. All right, so I did that. Get the shout out. Oh, give me 1 second, you guys. I don't know why I'm saying that. You can see me. But let's see if there's anything I can talk about on this list that doesn't require debating. Make Monday. This is from the list of the things I wish I knew. Make Monday your favorite day of the week. It is the key to happiness. I disagree. Mondays suck. They just do. Like, if you can make that your favorite day of the week, you are something special. All right, skipping over a few of these, because like I said, this is something I want some back and forth on. But I will highlight this one, because these two stuck out to me when we were on the original episode. Talk is cheap. The only thing that matters is results. Now, something Al B said in the episode I had to scrap. And I'm not scrapping it because, no, it turned out bad or anything like that. There was a technical difficulty. One line wasn't being recorded and the other line was having double talk. So I just too much for me to try to pick apart. And so, yeah, I had to scrap it. And I can't get a hold of them to re-record. So, you get me by myself. You're welcome. But talk is cheap. The only thing that matters is results. When I was just kicking the can back and forth about doing this podcast, because if you guys follow me on Facebook, I threw the idea out a few months, but even before I started, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. I kind of still don't really know what I'm talking about. I just kind of hop online and see what's trending and get ideas, which is another reason why I say, hey, if you guys have something you want me to talk about, shoot me an email at quaillifepodcast@outlook.com, because that way I have things away, you know, some content. Thank you. But it's one of those things that I don't always want to say talk is cheap, because there always is a talking stage. When you're getting ready to do anything, you got a plan, you got a plot, you got to map things out. You can't just go into it blind and hope it'll figure it out. Even though I like to rely on what I call dumb luck. And here's a dumb luck story. 2 years ago, I believe, me and my fiance were looking for ornaments, clear ornaments, because she was going to paint them for my mom and someone for my job. She's customizing for them and whatnot, right? We went to 2 stores before this one, and we could not find them. And I love my fiance to death, but she has a little bit of a control freak side to her. Things have to say she's bad about it. I mean, I'm bad about it too. I'm a control freak in certain things too. But this time in particular was unique. And I kept saying, hey, calm down. We'll figure it out. Relax. But we got it. And she was all in a panic about finding it because it's going to take X amount of time to get it done. And she was just freaking out. So I remember taking her hand and saying, hey, relax. Like, we're together now. My dumb luck has always taken care of me. It'll take care of you too. You just got to let it go and submit to my dumb luck. So after a little bit of a huff and puff, she finally said, okay, I give. And then we found the ornaments like no more than 2 seconds later. They were right behind her, oddly enough. And hand to God, I did not see them until she gave up. I was like, fine, I give. And we found them. So, yeah. So my dumb luck is always kind of taking care of me. Even with people who kind of know, do me wrong or whatnot. Like, I made this Facebook post a while ago. Everyone that has tried to screw me over or has screwed me over is not doing better in life than me right now. Like, you know the whole saying, karma is a bitch? Oh, it is. And its memory is long. So, be nice to people, man. It's never worth it. Negativity, it always comes back on you. I always try to be a good person. I always try to put out good energy and, you know, just put good into the world, you know? That's pretty much my whole thing. I'm not big on negativity. I like to keep it away from me. It just weighs heavy on your soul and weighs you down. Don't want to get into too much because I want to save some of these topics and some content for when we record this coming week. Well, I say that, but peak at my job is running a little longer than expected. So I'm still working 6 days, not my original 4 like I came on to. But I want to say after this coming week, we'll be back down to my 4 days. So episodes will be coming out on a regular on the following Monday. So for instance, if we recorded on the 30th, this episode is going to come out on the 2nd. That's what gave me time to get the edit done and whatnot. So after this week, though, if peak ends like it's supposed to, we should be recording on the 13th and episodes will continue to be coming out episodes will be coming out the following Monday. Hope you all had a fantastic holiday. I hope you all enjoyed my Christmas episode. It was really good to have my family pop in and out and chime in and share their Christmas memories. Happy birthday shout out to, actually at the time of this recording, again, today is Kat Diaz's birthday. The 30th was my fiance's birthday. Christmas was my mom, my aunt Connie, my play auntie Terry, and my friend from work Jessica's birthday, just to name a few. So happy birthday to all the Christmas babies and all that good jazz. Hope you all had a good Christmas and a good birthday. It's been an interesting year, you guys. 2022 has held a lot of ups and downs, sadness, and uplifting moments for, I think, about anybody. Had a few unfortunate deaths in my family. Rest in peace, my Aunt Latane. And we've been losing celebrities left and right. It seems like these past 2-3 years have just been rough for the planet. We've been going through the ringer. But I want you guys to continue to smile, continue to keep your head up, and continue to push forward. No matter what life throws at you, you can overcome it. I believe that every fiber of my being. But I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. Like I said, it was going to be a short one, not a whole lot to talk about. I just didn't want to not put out anything because You guys look forward to it. At least I hope you guys do, because I look forward to hearing your feedback on episodes. Again, be sure to give us a rating. It only takes 5 stars. But you guys, thank you. I can't say that enough. Thank you for continuing to support my podcast. I really do mean it. I appreciate it so much. I might be having some shows coming up here in a little bit. As I get more details on those, I will let you guys know. And we will move forward. 2023, got big things planned. Big, big things. Can't talk about them just yet. Just know, I'm making moves. I'm making things happen. And it's all because of you guys. And as always, if you want me, Albie, or Cat Diaz to talk about something, you need advice, you want to hear a debate, or you just have a silly question you want us to answer, shoot us an email at QuailLifePodcast@outlook.com. I love hearing from you guys. I love to include you in everything we have going on. You can go to my website to keep tabs on my tour dates. I do have some shows coming up, and that's how you keep track of that. I'm on every form of social media out there as Emmanuel Theophilus or Emmanuel T. I'm blinking on Cat's Insta right now. I got a recording of it. I'll plug it here in a minute, but I'm blanking on it. And you guys know, because IB says it at least 3 times an episode, you can get a hold of him on Coffee Time Comedy. I'll be for the Coffee Time Comedy. Shout out to... Oh, real quick, before I forget. So, the episode I had to scrap. It's been brought to my attention by my fiance and a few other people. LB says, shout out to a lot. Like a lot, a lot. So, at the beginning of the episode that I had to scrap, me and Kat both said a number. I shot her a message saying, hey, let's pick a number of how many times we think Albie is going to say shout out to, and we'll keep track and see who's closest or who's right. So, I guessed 5. I don't know why I guessed so low, because that was a bad idea. She guessed 7. He ended up saying it 10 times, but because he exceeded mine, no, I was out. But he didn't know what was going on initially. I was like, right, I'm going 5. And she said 7. Like, Albie, it'll make sense. It'll make sense at the end of the episode, I promise. But yeah, so shout out to Albie, Coffee Time Comedy. You guys, as I begin to wrap things up, I'm going to go ahead and hit y'all with a dope quote real quick. Let me find a good one. As always, you guys, I'm going to leave you with a dope quote. Do not look where you fall, but when you slipped. Boom. So, as we sign off, never forget the meaning of Quail Life is to live your life in a rare and unique way. So, whatever it is you do in life, make it your own. Until next time, you guys, have a great new year. Start it off strong, finish stronger. Until next time, love y'all. Stay up.